Hey everybody, happy new year to y'all and welcome to the Irish Golfer Podcast. Brought to you this year in association with TaylorMade Golf. Welcome to the Carbon Wood Age with the new TaylorMade Stealth drivers available at retail from February 4th.
What a bombshell.
What a bombshell.
Where is sponsors KPMG this month. Gone? He hasn't told me any of this.
New sponsors this month, yeah.
I'm going to just quickly swap my hats over.
How are you, Johnner?
Yeah, good. Good to be back in the saddle.
Yeah.
Free at last, free at last.
Free at last, yeah, I tell you. Michal Martin stepping up in them steps the other day, declaring freedom.
It was emotional. I actually thought he was going to cry. I got this sense that emotion was going to overwhelm him. And then I remembered he was a politician and it just didn't happen. But now it's class. I'm on the dry January buzz myself, so having no fun yet, but February 1st, free at last.
Minus crack. Well, so much has happened. Like, it's mad. It's Christmas, just before Christmas since the last time we recorded a pod. So, yeah, lots have happened. We've seen Tiger back since we were back.
Yeah, exactly. God, that's mad, actually. That really gave us something to do because the Christmas lead-up wasn't normal, so it was actually nice to have the golf to watch for a few days. Everyone went a bit over the top on Charlie Woods, not to spoil the party, but savage to see Tiger back, and it definitely confirmed to me that he will be back this year. He's going to play a bit of competitive golf. Like, he's not that far off with swing speed. Obviously, he was limping and all the rest of it, but it's big progress.
John Daly ruining the show there. Imagine if you would have won it with the young lad.
It would have been absolutely berserk. I don't know. Like, I was a bit freaked out about it. Like, if Charlie has access to the internet and he's Googling all these, like, middle-aged men who are calling him the next Messiah, I'd be freaked out as a 12-year-old.
If he's anything like his dad, he won't be Googling middle-aged men.
Yeah.
We leave it at that.
Right. He'd be Googling himself. But, yeah, no, that was great. Then we had our off-season, Pete. Yeah. I feel all refreshed now. I've been working on my riding, working on the fingers, making sure everything's in tip-top shape.
No, well, we might as well get straight into it. Like, last thing we watched last night was PGA Tour. Like, we've had a few events since the turn of the season, the Sony Open in Hawaii and the Tournament of Champions in Hawaii, and then onto this. There's only been one story from our side of things, and that's Seamus Power.
Yeah, like, the Seamus Power tracker on Twitter is getting some traction.
The boys are lamping the tweets here. Yeah, they're getting. Well, he's over 5,000 people now, I hear.
I think he had another 1,000 dump on top of him there yesterday. No, it's brilliant. They're absolutely into it. But Jesus, what promised to be like the best Sunday of Irish sport in history was so depressing.
It was hard. It was hard. We'll get into that in a minute. But, like, it was just over very early. That's the, you know, all the thing. Like, we were putting out tweets, does anyone have the double done on Saturday and all this? Like, it was, this is going to be an unbelievable. You probably had the double done.
I had it. I didn't reply to your tweet. I was like, oh, if I win $6,000, I don't want my bosses to know that. I want my employers to think I'm a poor mouth still. I was sure. I was cashing that check. It just all went wrong. You put the coffee on the Sunday morning and then turn on the TV. It's like, what has happened?
Stop.
But that, for it to happen once, though, then to happen again the evening, it was a double whammy.
But it's been some roller coaster ride. Like, just when we've been saying for a long time, he'll come good. I just didn't think he would be as consistent, as quick out of blocks, and as good as he has been. Like, we know he's a great player, but to, like, what he's doing now is, like, world. There's not many players in the world as consistent as Seamus Power is right now.
Yeah, well, we put out an excerpt there at some stage. I think it was after his last top five, and we were kind of like,
yeah,
this
Sony
guy
open
is
white.
Up there with the best players in the world. Like, there's no doubt about it or whatever. And some lad was straight on commenting, like, what kind of sensationalist journalism is this? Would you go away and write for the, I think, Virgin Media or something like that? I was like, God, it's hard. Like, don't be positive with these lads.
The funniest thing that happened, actually, Leo, you just reminded me of it there. Twitter. I love Twitter. So there's a tweet that went out that you actually wrote the piece when Seamus Power missed the cut at the Sony Open in Hawaii last year by one. Yeah. And a guy replied back, the man needs to get a job in a pro shop. And somebody dug it out 2 weeks ago and goes, please tell me you're not a career guidance counsellor.
Oh, no way. I didn't even see that.
Loads of people started commenting on it. It was so funny. And your man, in fairness to your man, he came back, hands up, took it well and said, yeah, I think I got this one wrong.
You can't be writing, if golfers are
mid-trees. It comes back to haunt you. But looking at his stuff, though, like, he's 32 rounds into this season. Seamus Power is. He's 103 under par for the 32 rounds. He's, if you just take 2022 alone, which we're only three events in, he's 53 under par. averaging 60, just under 67 of stroke average for his last 12 rounds. Like, it is, like, off the charts, stats.
It is off the charts. And that's, like, why I was... Like, he still tied 14 yesterday, and he earned a bucket load of cash, and he moved up in the FedEx, moved up in the world rankings to 47th. But it just came out of nowhere. I was really expecting to win. There was a couple of lads ahead of him. Never heard them before in my life, to be honest with you. I was just thinking, yeah, he's not going to be intimidated here. And it just didn't pan out. But, yeah, you can't but be positive about Seamus Power. Like, he's gone up the guts of 400 spots in the rankings in the space of 8 months or something. It's insane.
Well, up to 47 in the world now. Only going one way. Like, and like
Leapfrog and Lowry,
yeah. Shane's on a bit of a downward. We'll get into that in a few minutes.
We will.
Don't want to say anything too bad about Shane now. Yeah, like, Masters looks a shoe-in for Seamus now. Like, he needs to stay in the top 50 until, I think it's the third week in March after the match play. So
March 28th.
Yeah. If he gets into that, which he will, top 64, even if he doesn't play much between now and then, he'll still be thereabouts in 64. Gets into that match play tournament, the WGC. Like, if he wins one group stage in there, one match in his group, he's as much as home and hosed, you know, because the limited field, only 64 players.
Yeah. Arnold Palmer, the Players' Championship, like, he has all sorts of
big events.
So he's skipping this week. He's playing Pebble Beach the following week. Then he's playing Phoenix Waste Management. Then he comes
home. Cancel Pebble, no, for Saudi. Saudi's the biggest event that week.
I think he has his moral compass pointing in the right direction.
We'll get into that as well.
Oh, God.
He's some big events he's into, and, like, he's playing well enough to... I'm just wary of him taking a week off, that's all.
Coming home for a week after Waste Management. Mm. I just think it's nice. Like, it's something that he never, ever, ever would have been able to consider before.
Yeah.
And he came back, like, he had the, like, mini break over Christmas and came back, and it was just the same old story, like, knocking out rounds in the 60s, no bother. Just don't know where yesterday came from. I'd say he was probably just shocked himself. Like, it was first tee shot, ballooned it right, lost ball, reload. Like, when's the last time he's done that?
Yeah.
And just gone from the position. I'm pretty sure he was pre-final round favourite.
He was one of them anyway. Do you know one thing that'll really stand him well? Like, Hudson Swafford that won it. It was serious golf. Power got to play with him as well. Like, you know, he bogeyed the first, and then, like, back nine, his only par in the back nine was the last hole. Like,
yeah,
it was
insane.
Literally just mental. I don't know, do you watch it? I stood up and watched it.
I did. They used to play with each other on mini tours.
Yes. Yeah. So they were talking a lot. They were having a good bit of fun together, and they seemed to enjoy it. But I think Seamus would have learned a lot watching him as well go about his business and what he was at. And
yeah, third time winner on tour, second time he's won that tournament, and all his stats. I read some lad tipping him up before on 250-1. That all his stats were so much better than they were when he won it in 2017. So yeah, didn't follow that tip, obviously.
Yeah, did you see actually on the off course stuff? Did you see that video of John Rahm walking so good. Anyone that hasn't seen it, like, John Rahm, some woman just with her camera phone out recording poor John Rahm walking by with his head down, and all you can hear him breathe now for a shit setup, another fucking putting competition. And he's just going, did he get that on camera?
I love the whisper. It's like, oh my god, this is gold.
It was so good. No, it was really, really good. But yeah, it was a putting competition, but some of the courses were tough. Like, that course they played last night, the La Quinta course, was... I've actually played that La Quinta course before.
In the water much?
No, it wasn't too bad. But, yeah, it's the easier of, like, by a mile for them guys, because it's just so much handier for them.
They had a bit of wind as well, which kept it interesting. But, like, John Rahm chooses to play it, so I don't know what he's whinging about.
Absolutely.
But I like his whinging. Like, don't get me wrong, I like that when he goes around like a mad bull in the China shop. Yeah. Like, leave him at it.
Like, if he wanted a test, he should have played the European Tour. The course was spectacular in Abu Dhabi. I just thought it was a test. It was class.
It was definitely a test. Oh, no, we will.
We'll get into that again. But, like, what really annoyed me about the coverage, I know, like, our Twitter nearly blew up on Saturday. So Seamus Power is, you know, shot off the lead, tied for the lead. We got to see him holding one putt. All day.
Desperate.
That was it. And the 17th.
Yeah, and it's no excuse to say that particular course isn't that well covered with cameras. Like, that's nonsense.
They have that much money. If they put on a tournament over three courses, they should fund the tournament properly and have proper coverage. Like, we all pay license fees through Sky or whoever, the Dodgy Box people, whoever we get our feeds from.
Exactly, yeah. God bless the Dodgy Box. No, it was frustrating for sure. I had a little bet on Ricky Fowler, and they kept showing him at three over. I was like, stop reminding me of this. Just get him off my screen. Mickelson, seven over.
Yeah, 9 or 10 over. Like, you're watching. Who was it? Scotty Scheffler. We were watching Scotty Scheffler, like a plus. Like, he was literally scrambling to make the cut, and they're showing every shot because he was playing the big course.
Exactly. No, it was very frustrating. And, I think that's part of the disappointment when you tune in for an evening's golf, and you know that Seamus doesn't get much coverage, but the fact that he was up there, it's like, oh, well, they're going to be forced to show him now. Yeah. And, of course, out the gate, he doubles, and that's good night. What might have been weekend.
Recovered well, though, from a horrible start. He recovered really well. Like, middle of that back nine, he really steadied the ship.
When he got to, I think he birdied 11 and 12, and I was thinking, oh, well, he's going to play himself into a top 10 at least. He didn't quite kick on. But no, like, it's another brilliant week. Like, all things considered, he's into the playoffs at the end of the year. Like, the amount of times we've written about him over the last few years, and it's literally, like, the last second.
128 to 100 and, just trying to scrape.
Just the most stressful, situation. He probably doesn't know himself now. I'd be taking a few months off. it's brilliant, and it gives us something to be writing about. Like, there's only, as you say, a handful of events been on, but there's been a tricolour up the top the whole time. That's deadly.
Well, that's the thing. Like, we look into, we're like, 2022, like, we're only a couple of weeks into it, and already we've had, like, Power and Lowry up there. We'll get into Lowry now in a minute. Like, they're both tied for second going into the final round. They're, like, the biggest tours in world golf. Leona Maguire's kicking off this week. As bad and all as they say Rory's playing, he's still top 8 in the world.
I know
he showed glimpses yesterday. Again, more up for discussion. He's capable of anything. And then, like, lads chomping at the bit looking to kick on. Niall Carney, John Murphy, even to, like, a Tom McKibben got his first win in the off-season, like, on one of the mini circuits. Like, we're so blessed. It's not always going to be like this. We're blessed.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. It's not always going to be like this, is what people need to remember. And I think they put Irish golf on that pedestal of all the major wins that came around, Harrington and Clark and all the rest of it. And obviously McIlroy's Cup. And that part of it has dried up, bar Lowry, but, like, there's still lads getting top 20s pretty much every week on the PGA Tour. Like, it's such a handful of, like, a small select few people out of, 7 or 8 billion people in the world. Like, you can't but just appreciate it. I definitely don't lose sight of that. And I think, we've loads of golfers coming through and on. It's good that we work for an Irish golfer magazine.
Exactly, yeah. So, anyway, from the NL, more in the States to look at? Yeah.
No, let's talk about Lowry.
Let's talk about the, DP World European Sellout Tour of whatever, I don't know, what are they called now? DP World.
The DP World,
Week, I laughed this week. The slink.io.
This Dubai week, Desert for the Classic. Dubai Desert. Slink have really brought something to the table.
Slinky off Toy Story.
I know.
This is getting photographs of all that. Like, slink.io, I thought was a game that my kids play, like, with snakes trying to eat each other. Honestly.
Probably is.
No, I checked it last night. I was having this conversation with my brother. I checked it last night. It's like some sort of procurement company.
We give Saudi a lot of grief, but, like, the field is unbelievable this week. So
For Dubai, the
appearance is, like, fees must be off the charts as well. Because, like, one of my kind of gripes with watching Yas Links the other day was how few people are actually watching the golf, like, live.
On course.
Yeah, like, who are the locals there? Like, this growing the game nonsense that we always hear about. I don't think I saw one local. I saw, like, a heap of Irish lads drinking cans.
With Offaly jerseys.
Yeah, growing the game. But, I don't see. There's no buzz. Even the players were complaining about that. There was no atmosphere for them for the most part.
A savage golf course.
I actually was looking at the forecast, like, on the Tuesday, and looking at that Friday, like, 50 km/h winds.
Get in there.
That is savage. Yeah, it was brilliant. It was the best day's golf I've watched in ages. And there was chat, like, oh, are we going to take them in off the course? I was like, you can't, rob us of the one thing we want to see. But no, the course stood up. It was brilliant.
It was really, really good. I love seeing them tested like that. That design is just really, really good. And it did fire up yesterday as well. Like, it was, it brought a lot of players in. Like, we might as well get into, before we get into Shane, like, Rory showed signs yesterday.
Yeah.
Of, he had a ropey enough week. He done well through the wind, made the cut pretty much on the number, not too far off it. And then, but yesterday, like, that's a tournament he could have actually won. He had done the hard work. Everyone else was struggling in that golf course early doors. When you look at what they started on, and, like, he was 6 under through 12 holes, I think, in his round.
Yeah, he got to 8.
Yeah.
Which so who's our sponsor now? The Carbon Wood Daily Made.
Yeah, yeah.
So Rory wasn't happy with his tree wood. Yeah. That's what he was putting it down to.
That there's no carbon in the tree wood face.
Oh, that's all right. Thank God for that. He was saying there was a left in it, and yeah, he went left.
Well, there was definitely a left in the approach into the last. You can't blame the club for that. Unless
said,
the screw fell out of the top.
He was like, oh, there might be a bit of a swing issue.
He hit it about 80 yards left into the lake. Did you see it on the shot tracer?
Oh, it was
desperate. Like a rainbow.
Oh, I do that all the time. Like, yeah, if I was to draw my shot, that'd be it.
The one thing I'll say about Rory, right? So he got himself into great, like that shot in 18 sums it up. I think he was 260 yards out, 259, 260.
Yeah.
And he's taking those shots on into like trouble everywhere.
Yeah.
And he's taking them on. He did that when he turned into 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, his last four or five holes. He knew he was a shot or two off the lead. He probably knew in his own head. The leaders were on 11 at the time. They might come back. He pushed. He took every shot on. And he wasn't just playing to back his way. This wasn't Rory McIlroy backing his way into a top 10.
I know.
He pushed and he pushed. And those shots just weren't there. A bit of early season rust. But what I seen yesterday from Rory, I really, really liked.
And I disagree.
I know you do. I know you do.
I wish I could be on that train of thought. Like, in my opinion, he went, yeah, he hold that 2 on the 9th. I'm just looking at the scorecard again. So he played that stretch of holes from 9 to 13 and 5 under. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Gets to 8, probably 2, maybe 3 back at that stage. So I'm thinking, like, he's probably looking at a scoreboard thinking, all right, shit, I could win this.
No.
Stands up on 14, hits the worst tee shot, not particularly going for distance, just absolutely slings a left. A similar shot to the second one off 18. It was the tree wood again. That drop was the most dubious drop I have ever seen in my life. Now, in fairness to Rory,
hit it.
Rory is... He's
honest.
Yeah, he's 100% honest. I'd never doubt him whatsoever. But that had like 12 written all over if he hit that ball left-handed. Like, the amount of times we're out in the hay in the Monty, I never find a sprinkler. Next time I find a sprinkler, yeah. I got to whip that left.
You have a sprinkler head in the bag and just throw it out.
I don't know. I just worry that, again, like, did the pressure slightly come on? Yeah, I agree with you. It's early season, so he doesn't maybe have the shots.
I just think he was being ultra-aggressive. He was on 90% the whole way around, just being aggressive.
That tee shot on 14 just didn't seem... it didn't need to be aggressive, and it was a tree wood. Like, you think that was the conservative play. Like, it takes me back to the Tour Championship when he shot 74 against Morikawa, was that December? I still just have question marks of when the pressure comes on. And, like, that's not particularly an event that Rory McIlroy is going to have a lot of pressure on him.
No.
But I just have question marks.
The skeletons are still there in your closet, you're saying, in his.
Yeah, they are for me, sadly. But I did think beforehand, I liked the way he was talking about, dialing the driver back, maybe sometimes playing for position, accuracy is important. Like, we put out that article about him, which again, why I read the comment sections on articles, I'll never know, but it was like, accuracy is all that's important to McIlroy in this year, whatever. First comment under, he needs to sort his putt. So I like,
but he's pure. He is pure Jekyll and Hyde. Like the way that, like, we go back a year, and an article that we probably would have wrote to start of last year was him explaining why he's chasing distance after Bryson.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's
like he needs to sort his head out. Like
he doesn't know what he. I agree with that. But if you look at his stats then from PGA Tour last year, second in driving distance, 145th in driving accuracy. Yeah. So it makes sense he wants to find more fairways.
60% of fairways he's looking for, and if he does that.
And he's outside top 150 in approach from the rough. So he's clearly not playing well out of the rough. But his putting, he averages 28.4.
He's a good putter.
Around. He ranked 20th on the PGA Tour, first in birdies, 4.5. So it's not the putting's the problem. No. It's not.
No, it's his approach play.
Yeah, like it's just, he gives himself so many chances that people just associate missed putts with his putting. But no, it is his approach play and his accuracy. Anyway, I hope I'm wrong. I am Rory's biggest fan. But yesterday did nothing for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but and as for Lowry, I don't know where to start. He ruined my morning, I'm not going to lie.
It's just, literally, I think the whole country, anyone that's into golf got up early, watched it, you know, because he tanked it down the first off the tee, and then out of nowhere, treble bogey, and you're just going, oh my God.
He hit the ball so well, 2.18 strokes gained, tee to green all week, which is a good week. But he lost shots of the field putting. His putting was a serious concern, I thought.
Yeah, but he has that in him as well. He does have that in him. He's very streaky. Like, he gets...
When he short puts, though.
Yeah, like missing 3-4. Like, the putt he missed on the last, just everything was drained out of him. But even on the par 5, I think it was the 13th or 14th, like the easiest hole in the golf. I think it's 14th, easiest hole in the golf course, statistically. Where did you do other double?
And oh, like, that was... No, it was 7.
Or 7.
Yeah.
So he easiest hole in the course. Yeah. And, like...
Double out of nowhere.
Out of absolute nowhere. The boys were hitting drive 6-iron, 7-irons into it, and he's hacking it out of rough, and then... Left himself short right, and then like 3-jack.
Missing 2.5-footer. I don't know.
Just very un-Lowry like, but
yeah.
For the start of the season, for him to come out the gate and literally get himself into contention for, I think he'll take a lot more positives than negatives. Now, he didn't speak to the media afterwards. He was fuming.
Yeah.
You can imagine how angry he would have been. But I think it sets up well. And I do think Shane, like, he's not looking at world rankings. Really, world rankings, like, because he's into all the majors for the next 4 or 5 years still.
Yeah.
But Seamus Power overtaking him is a little bit of a kick that I think it'll drive him on a bit. Because he'll look at them and he won't want to be falling down the world rankings like that. And because they're changing, like, his world rankings, a lot of his points were 2019, 2020 jobs. And they're going to start, like, he's going to start sliding unless he gets good results.
And you don't want to be working off your exemptions. Like, he wants to just... feel like he's in everything, like he's in it on merit anyway, but you want to feel like you're top table, top 50.
Yeah, big time.
And he did come out on social media, or someone did on his behalf, and apologize for not delivering. Like, I'd say he was absolutely sickened, and it would have been like, it wasn't a course you could get those shots back, really. Like, once
the mistake is made, that's it. Like, it's especially coming home there, like, there's not many opportunities. The greens were just very tough.
I was treacherous. It was brilliant. Like, it was definitely, compared to the PGA Tour, like, you want to be in the Middle East at the
You
minute.
See a lot more lads missing putts on those greens with the high winds. You see Hovland, like, on the Saturday as well.
Yeah.
Like, there's a man now that looked class as well, like, that really, you look at it and just go.
He's a superstar.
He really is, isn't he?
Yeah. No, I love everything about him. But no, I think, as you say, I think Lowry more positives than negatives. Like, he had manship over with him. Even when I saw that in the lead up to the week, I was like, I actually really fancy Shane this week for just come out fresh.
I think he fancied himself. And when, same as you, when we looked at the weather last Tuesday, we go, oh yeah, Friday, Saturday, tasty. This is going to be spicy. I think he looked at it as well and go, here we go. There's half the field gone. This is my week. If I can get myself in the right position, this is my week. And he did it.
Yeah. Well, he was just one shot off the lead, losing putts, losing ground to the field and putting. Like, it just shows how well he's hitting the ball. One good putting week and he'll win, no doubt. And he banked over $100,000 anyway. So he's still earning a decent living, which is very important, isn't it?
Oh, big time, big time.
You're not picking up on that bait, no?
No. Why, what's his hurry?
He's earned $100,000. He's earning a decent living. maybe he doesn't have to go somewhere in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, well,
time.
We might as well. Like, there's a serious, serious field picking up for that. Like, for anyone that doesn't know, John's talking about Saudi. I didn't pick up on it. I was going to leave it, but now that he's brought it up, let's go there. All right, Saudi in 2 weeks.
I'm hardly even out. The fire has left me. I'm a dragon spluttering, just cold embers.
But so much for, like, the people. Did you see the field they've assembled?
Very average.
Will you stop?
Very average. 6 of the world's top 20. You would have thought the way lads were going on about ranking points that it was at least 20 of the world's top 20.
No, but right, they have some serious hitters going there, serious players going there,
serious and dubious personalities.
Shane got an awful lot of abuse for the stuff he came out with. I'm a golfer, I'm not a politician. I feel a bit of sympathy for him, if I'm being honest, because this is the tour's problem. I know you don't, and you're not. Like, this is the tour.
Sympathy for a man getting $500,000 quid to just show up for work.
Yeah, but it's work. Keith Pelly brought this to the table. Like, the European Tour are at fault for this. They brought, and now, suddenly, because it's not playing from their script book, the players are getting thrown under the bus. Like, and like, whatever happened to the boys threatening the players? Like, Rory McIlroy, in fairness to him, as loyal as he is to PGA and European Tour and doesn't want this World Golf Premier League thing to kick off, whatever it is, he came out and he just put them back in his box by saying, listen, we're individuals, we're sole contractors, we can play where we want. And like that put them back in their box with their, if you go play in Saudi, you're going to be sanctioned or you need to ask for permission.
Yeah.
We're going to take you to court. Like this, like they're absolute like threats were just called out as bullshit. And I'm glad players did that because players do need to take a bit of control of this situation. Because I think the funny thing is, if you were to leave it to players, the responsible decisions 9 times out of 10 will be made more so than the tour making decisions to save themselves. Like the players have our best interest as consumers at hand, at, I think. Whereas the tours, not necessarily, maybe a little bit more now, European Tour and PGA Tour are working together. But like beforehand, they had no interest.
Yeah.
It was just like, you know, we'll do this this week. We don't care what you're doing. So
it's going to be an awful TV spectacle. That's Saudi International. There'll be no one at it. And
but there'll be a load of world's media. They're bringing everyone down.
No, we've said I'm not going to be watching.
We've said no, we can't. But like, it's going to become like
it's not. It's going to be interesting now when Larry the following year doesn't have his 3-year contract to fall back on that he's saying that he's committed to.
Mm.
Just to see where he goes with it. After
but that's
that.
A valid. What he said, I signed a 3-year deal
with
them.
I know, but
he
shouldn't have signed it in the first place, is my opinion. Yeah. And anyway, I agree with you, golfers can play wherever they like, but I equally agree, if you're going to then speak out and justify the decision, you have every right to be scrutinised on your answer. And I think Shane's answer was poor.
Yeah.
Like, I think if Shane said, I'm going for the money, like, I can swallow that. Just when it's like, you know, I'm trying to make a living for my family. Yeah, you just earned 100 grand for having an awful day on a Sunday. Like it's very like, and he knows that people are slating him. He said that we're being crucified in all angles, and because as Rory said, like the first time this come up, it's a money grab. That's what it is. That's what they're all doing.
Well, it's the only reason anyone's the there. For. He said it's coming from the gutter. The money's from the gutter.
Absolutely.
Like,
now that and that's it. Like to be honest, like I'm always gonna speak out about it when I get the chance. I'm not going to watch the tournament. I've no interest ever supporting the tournament. And that's kind of it. But, like, good luck to them. They're going to make their money, and that's fine. He's probably lost more fans than he's gained doing that. He hasn't lost me as a fan. Like, I really like him and all the rest of it. I just don't agree with golfers playing there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's a very simple one. And, like, all they have to do is Google Saudi Arabia and Amnesty International, spend 2 minutes there. And anyone who then says, actually, I'd love to visit that place, has something wrong with them, in my opinion. But anyway,
yeah,
he has a couple of weeks. He could win over there. Could do a GMAC, reignite everything. But yeah, it's just a disappointing one, really.
At the top, Peters,
class,
unbelievably good, wasn't he?
Where was he when you need him at the Ryder Cup? It's a
shame. But it's building now. We're starting to build a little bit on. You know, these guys are starting to come. The Ryder Cup, just everything that could go wrong did go wrong last year. Like, I think we just write it off. I don't think our problems are as big as we think.
No.
I think we've a lot of guys just chomping at the bit now to get back and set the record straight.
Yeah, well, Thomas Peters, like, has always looked like a world beater. And he drove the ball well on Sunday. Like, I feel like his driving won him the tournament. And yeah, like, there's so many queuing up behind him. Like, you saw how well Hovland played. The Hodgeguards, Rasmus actually outplayed Nicolai, but Nicolai, I heard Harrington talking about him and Adam Scott talking about him, that when he hits the ball, it just makes a different sound.
Yeah.
So it sounds like he's going to be probably kicking down the door for Rome. I agree with you. I think Winston Stray just, everything went wrong.
You just put it down.
Yeah,
to,
we had no support over there. It was a logistical nightmare and all the rest of it. I'm not too worried.
They should give you. I see Paddy coming out today.
Paddy another crack.
Give Paddy another crack at it. Yeah, no, they see. He talked Luke Donald up big time the other day. You see that?
Yes, I did. And it sounds like everyone else doesn't want it anyway. Yeah. Like those kind of fringe. Like,
well, the one thing I didn't like, actually, going back to your Saudi thing, did you see Stenson last week? He's basically come out, someone close to him has come out and said he has been given an ultimatum by the tour. Either you want to be a Ryder Cup captain in future, or you take this Premier Golf League money and you piss off.
Oh, wow.
So someone close to him came out and said that this has gone on behind the scenes. And yeah, so there's a bit of political messing going on like that as well. And you'd hate to see someone like Stenson, who has literally, you know, he has bled blue for 20 years.
Yeah, he's supported the tour as well.
That, like, and a guy that lost an awful lot of money in his life in investments and funds and stuff like that, you know, he's probably not going to win majors again. He's of that age, but like 30 million quid is a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
To be turning down at his age. Well, like, I think the tour are being, they're being a bit nasty behind the scenes the way they're going on about some of this, if reports are to be believed.
If reports are to be believed. I guess they're worried, obviously, if this Premier Golf League happens or whatever. Like, they kind of have to get the clause out. Because, like, all these, like, PIP bonuses and different things that different people are throwing at, like, small little incremental increases, nothing. It's dropping the ocean compared to what the Saudis are offering. And in fairness to Premier Golf League, they're not associated with the Saudis. According to your man, I can't even think of his name offhand. But anyway, all that stuff, like, it's a murky kind of future that we're staring into, despite, like, the Players' Championship coming up and has a 20 million purse. Like, for me, that's enough.
Well, that's more. That's ample.
That's more than the 19 million euro lottery that everyone's fighting over to win here, like.
On Mayo.
I know, on Mayo, indeed. Finally won something.
It has been it's an interesting start. This week at Dubai just looks, like you're saying, the field is unbelievable.
Yeah, no, it is. It's class. Serious money again being bandied about. Hopefully Johnny Caldwell goes better. He had a non-event of a week last week, first time playing in Dubai, or Abu Dhabi, should I say, but first time playing this UAE swing. He'll hope for better. And Harrington back again. Harrington could have outscored McIlroy and Lowry. Double bogeyed the last to finish a shot behind them. So he's playing good golf.
He had a rules thing on the Saturday. Did you see that?
It's a double hit.
Well, he had loads of mad things happen on this week. Typical Harrington week. Yeah, so he had the double hit anyway that, like, he literally chunked a chip and messing. But he cracked a face in his driver.
I did.
4 or 5 holes to go, called the referee over, and the referee told him, it's not cracked enough to get a new one, so you have to play with it. And he went bananas.
That is frustrating.
It wasn't cracked enough. Like, there was a hairline fracture in it or something. Now, he still got it around and done it, but he had another head there. But, like, by the rules, he was saying, I should have been able to, but no, the referee deemed it wasn't cracked enough.
Wow, and for a man and such, like, intricate detail as Harrington, that would have driven him demented, I'd imagine. It was great to see him going well. And he did a real good, like, he was on co-commentary for 20 minutes or whatever, chatting about what's coming up this year. And I reckon he has a serious chance at St. Andrews.
Yeah.
As probably everyone does who's teeing up there. So that would be pretty cool. And I thought Monty, who was playing this week for the first time in a few years, his comments on St. Andrews were interesting. Like, another one thinking that this could be the last open at the home of golf, just that Bryson's going to drive the first green and then it's just going to be carnage after that. It's going to be something else.
But that's what they were saying. Like, I'm trying to think of who it was. One of the Irish players actually tweeted us. Waterford.
Gary Hurley.
Gary Hurley. So Gary Hurley, he was down playing Asian Tour, wasn't he?
Kevin Phelan was an Asian
Kevin
Tour.
Kevin Phelan. Oh, no, it was Gary Hurley. Gary Hurley, yeah, tweeted us when we put that up about Bryson driving. He said, sure, I was doing that back in 2004 on the PlayStation.
Yeah, exactly. Smashing L1 out of it.
Yeah, L1, L1. Oh, right. Spin. This is the best, greatest game ever.
Exactly. That's it. And it's so weather dependent, isn't it? Like, if it's calm there, it will be carnage. But hopefully it's miserable. Even though we'll be probably working at it, so it would be nice to be sunshine, wouldn't it?
You want the practice days to be brilliant and then everything just to switch up.
Yeah, well, it could be like one of those groundbreaking moments in golf if it was flat calm and if Bryson can reach 4 or 5, like, par fours. It's not, like,
they just, like, if it's that flat calm, they just get the place as fiery. Like, everything comes into play. People think it's, like, it's handy and it'll be torn asunder. It still has its dangers. It really does. Like, it can be a cakewalk, but if you set it up in tournament conditions, if it's, if we get a dry June, July, and it is fiery, they will let it go fiery. The rough will be up, the fairways will be in, they'll protect it.
Yeah, no, they're going
to
be
They will make angles on all of these holes that, like, probably aren't designed to be there with fescues and roughs and let it grow in and bring, like, these bunkers will be more in play. Like, I think she'll be fine.
She'll hold up.
She'll hold her own.
Yeah. No, I can't wait for that. That should be great.
Where do we go from that? What are we on now?
I don't really have anything else really on the UAE, to be honest. I'm enjoying the time difference. Up in the morning, stick on the TV, there's golf on. That's handy. See Sky Sports extended their broadcasting rights with the old golf, so that's good.
Yeah, no, it's all good. No, look. It's been looking into the year. Like, we've already started talking about the Open and started. Let's go predictions.
For majors?
Majors. Men's majors predictions.
Are we doing it in order?
Go on, yeah. You might as well, yeah.
Well, well we go one against one. So Masters. The Masters first up.
I'll go.
All right, you go.
Rory Grand Slam. I knew you'd react like that.
I've wasted so many 50 euros on the nose, don't worry. I will go for Fred Couples first round later. I'd back Fred Couples first round later at Augusta when he's on a restarter. Like, I just think he's class. But no, I think John Rahm for me, I'm going to go for the Masters. I think it's tailor-made for him. And I think he really wants a green jacket.
Getting the sponsors plug in and everything there now.
Hey, how's
he's
that?
A bit stealthy that coming under the radar
that
there.
That was
now.
A stealthy plug. It snuck up on me, that one. So yeah, I'm going to go with John Rahm.
John Rahm, okay, yeah, I'm going to
not right. Very original, but anyway.
No, but like, yeah, it's probably something else. The PGA, Southern Hills.
I'm going to go for Hovland.
You just took my honour as well, Jesus.
Ah, did you have him?
No.
All right, so I just thought I was going first. Oh, you play ready golf.
I'll go Rory again then. No, I will go Bryson, Southern Hills.
Yeah, I could see that. I feel like a PGA setup's not quite as punishing or whatever, and I just think aggressive golfers. So yeah, like Hovland, Bryson could go really well.
Brookline, the country club, that? The country club, the bloodbath that was.
Well, after giving out about him for going to Saudi, along with lots of other players, I should say, I'm going with Shane Lowry. I honestly thought Shane Lowry would have won a major last year. I think major venues just suit him. Like, the tougher the golf, the more he's in play. And I really fancy him next year. I think it doesn't get much tougher than US Open at Brookline. So I fancy him.
Yeah, that's a good shout. It's a good shout. I'm going for the last, because I'm first up at the Open as well. I'm going to go Rory to win both of them. No, I'm going to go John Rahm to win both. I think US Open and the Open.
Jeez, it'd be a nice double to get up.
Yeah. I just think, like, yeah, Brookline, I test ball striker. There's no...
There'd be no upset, I don't think.
I can't...
I know Lowry's technically an upset, but I don't think so.
Yeah, and the Open, St. Andrews, the history of Spanish players at St. Andrews, like what the game means to John Rahm, what Seve means to John Rahm, where he is at the with his own game. Him walking across the bridge.
Yeah.
I have visions.
Every golfer is really going to be going for that romantic win.
They are, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he has a lot more to him, I think, and... Just around St. Andrews, like, yeah, he can bludgeon when he needs to bludgeon, but he has the finesse as well.
Yeah. It depends on the weather. I think if there's no wind, I'm going to go with that Bryson narrative. And I think no one wants to see Bryson win that landmark Jesus. Open at St. Andrews.
It'd be horrendous.
At the home of golf, just to ruin the game. But it could happen.
Going back. Not that I've betting against him. It's twice that I've dissed him. Like, we'll be going back to when John Daly won there. Everyone's like, oh, Jesus. Your man's at the neck in a bottle of whiskey before he came out.
Oh, stop. The cut of him.
The big hillbilly head and him going around.
It was brilliant. Just a random green jumper on him. I could see Morikawa defend that. I can't see it realistically this year, Colin Morikawa not winning another major. I feel like he's going to pick one off at one a year pretty comfortably. So yeah, I'll go if it's Cam Bryson, otherwise Colin. We're gonna have to look these back up.
Yeah, well, I've gone for the Rory Slam.
Rory,
In everything, Rory's gonna win everything.
I've eaten some humble pie if that happened.
Can you imagine?
But God, no, I hope such things happen. I'll give one shout out. I feel like Leona Maguire, if she's gonna win a major this year, which is a lot of pressure when you haven't even picked up your regular tour win. Pine Needles for the US Women's Open, bucket loads of cash on offer. Pine Needles in North Carolina, just down the road from where, like, she used to practice there a lot during college. I just think it's tailor-made for her. She reckons she's long enough
more
now.
Plugs.
More plugs. I just can't stop Jesus. Saying tailor-made now. I better watch this. I never used to say I think it's KPMG'd for her. But no, yeah, I think she's a great chance, and I'm sure she's earmarking it as well.
Yeah, no, it's good. Well, on, like, Rory at the Masters, like, it's more of a fairy tale thing, obviously. We'd all love to see it, but, like... I think he'll sort his head out between now and then. I think he'll prove a lot of people wrong. I'd like to think, like, half of me does think Rory McIlroy, like, you could give him the 54-hole lead with the way his head is now. You give him a 54-hole lead at the Masters, like he had when he came up against Patrick Reed there for you 2019. He was leading, I think, going into the final round. So Yeah. You'd give him a 54-hole lead, two-stroke lead, and let him play Quail Hollow and everyone else play Augusta National, he'd probably still throw it away. That speaks about his mentality.
Yeah, that's
but
huge.
That's his mentality right now. But I think he'll get out of his own way. And I really
lost the faith in him when he lost that duel with Patrick Reed. The par five, like he started. Did he bowl the first? Yeah. Maybe
yeah. I know on he the ballooned. Second. He nearly missed the golf course. I was there.
I was shocking. But on the second, right. Remember, like unbelievable approach. Yeah, you know, 5 feet for eagle, and missed as soon it. As he missed it, it was like, oh no.
And then the first time all week, he took an iron off the third tee box and laid back where he's hit driver every other day.
Yeah,
and he bogeyed the third, and that was it. You're just like, oh, here you go.
Yeah, I hope I'm wrong, just don't see it. Every time he's interviewed now, I hear him talk about how he wants to be the golfer that he was when he was younger, and he wants to get back all that innocence and blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm the same age as him. I know, like, as a human, I don't have to relate to a golfer. He's never going to get that back. Like, you lose your fearlessness that you have as a kid. Like, danger's everywhere. You worry about things. You get stress. You get anxiety. All those things, he needs to figure out a new way. Like, you don't just magically recapture it. And I don't know how he gets it back. Like, he just...
I do.
Go on.
A red-faced stealth driver.
Oh.
No.
Listen, again, just please... I hope he has a great year. But, yes, huge question marks for me, don't worry.
Yeah,
even if he wins before the Masters, I don't actually think that helps.
It's probably a bad thing if he wins before. Like, the time when he won the Players before, everything just went bananas.
Yeah, exactly. No, he'd want to be under the radar, and we'll see how he goes.
So, round up then, have you anything to round up before...
Daniel Kang won the Tournament of Champions on the LPGA. Hopefully Leon is in that tournament next year. It was at Lake Nona, and it was a proper test on like the Century Tournament of Champions, which was brutal.
See, she's like, was it one of the bookmakers have her like 4-6 to win her first?
Ah, yeah.
Like
this Leona to win her first event. Yeah, that's
an event. Like,
terrible.
Serious. Now, the only thing I was looking into is she's probably going to play the ISPS Handa World Invitational at Gallagher, which is like a co-sanctioned event.
World class.
So there
field.
Might be a weak field at that.
Okay.
Could be an LET field, but it's an LPGA event, so she'd probably be the headline at that if she's teeing it up with it. I don't know. So
it
that
seems
could
skimpy.
Be.
Like it has to be. Like it can't be odds on for something like that. It's a
for
big
someone
deal.
That hasn't won before.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Yeah. But no, well done to Daniel Kang. I thought it was good. There was a video of her signing. She was the cover star of a certain golf magazine.
I seen that, actually, yeah. She was walking through the airport.
That's
the really cool.
Sure, I do it the whole time with my closing column. Signing the back. No one ever pays any heed. that was cool. There hasn't been a lot of golf. Kevin Phelan, when it rains, it's Singapore's. It's my little pun for him. Singapore Open, he had it all to play for. Seven over second round. End of story. Like if he needed a top five finish to get into the top 30, then he would have got into Saudi. And that's when events like Saudi
make a difference.
Yeah.
That's what growing the game is about on the Asian side.
Exactly. Like it's not about these lads like hopping over to the Asian tour for one payout or whatever. Like Kevin Phelan, that could have been a life changer. Didn't happen. Other than that, I've been chatting to John Murphy a bit. He's back over in America. He's been playing a bit in Portugal and stuff over the off season, and he'll be making his PGA Tour debut at Pebble Beach. He basically just wrote, he had a couple of contacts, wrote a really good kind of cover letter to get an invite and got one. So fair play to him.
Need to get the pen out. That's what he did
for the St. Andrews Links as well.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Lads need to start writing. Like,
that changed his career. That changed his career. Like, that Dunhill.
Big time.
Like, that got him where he is now. It got him the status, got him the belief, got him a big lump of cash, and that's all from a letter.
Exactly. Don't ask, you don't get.
The power of the word. The power of the written word, John.
I know, yeah. I still haven't managed to change my career. Fair play to him. And he's going to have two PGA Tour starts guaranteed this year, full and challenger card as well. And I'm sure he'll get a few main tour starts. But Jesus, like top 10 on the PGA Tour, and who knows? But it's going to be a big ask, obviously, first time out. And playing course he's never played before.
Yeah.
He also played golf with Peter Crouch over in Portugal.
I seen Crouchy got it. He gave you a call.
A bit of interaction with Crouchy. Yeah, he's a solid 10 handicapper, apparently, old Crouchy.
That's good.
Beyond that, but give ourselves a little plug. Irish Golfers Event Series.
Yeah.
Starting to sell out.
16 events went up the week before last. So I think there's three of them sold out already. So they start on the 17th of April at Carton House. I think there might be like one line left on the whole day in that event. If that's it, like, you just check it out. If you go to irishgolfer.e/events, you'll see the full list of 16 events.
Class and grand final. Class venues.
Yeah, some good venues.
Ratsala, Moy Valley, and great prizes. Back in, or Lochearn back in, actually, for first time in a while. No, it's deadly, and I believe great prizes, tailor-made stealth. Yeah. How many times can we fit that in today? So Leon and Steph back in action this week, Cambridge LPGA. So that'll be good as well. We got a bit of time with Leona today, so there'll be a bit of stuff out about that, but she sounds like she's raring to go. They only have two events in Florida and then 3 weeks off, so it's a bit of a weird start to the season, and then she's over in Singapore and Thailand. But yeah, that's kind of it for the roundup.
Do we have heroes and villains? Do you want to, like, the one villain for me is just whatever,
the coverage,
whoever is controlling the coverage in the States. That's it. Just, they're the biggest villain of the week.
Absolutely. I love Tyrrell Hatton's whinge. I don't know if he's a hero or a villain. Probably a hero, to be fair. Did you see that about the par 5 18th? Just the worst designed golf hole he's ever seen, that if they could drop a bomb on it and blow it into oblivion, he'd be a happy man. Like, he played it. He had a 9 and a 7 on it. Says, like, it's just terribly. He played it as well as it was designed, he said. Like, there's a bunker in it off the tee that he found. He can't go for it in two, so he's given out that, like, a pro golfer has to have a chance to go for a green in two.
Why? Or that's
else.
Just petulant.
That's what he said. Or else it's a par three, he said. Or else we're just playing a par three. It was some rant. You can find that transcript everywhere online. But yeah, he was raging. No, that's kind of it, to be honest. I don't really have villains. I thought the European Tour shot tracker could have been better. I don't know if you played around with
it's
that.
It's first week out, really, isn't it? It's first week out. Like, they're trying. They've seen Lowry Tracker and Power Tracker on Twitter doing so well. They said, we better get in this action. There's a bit of gravy to be had here.
Oh, stuff. Yeah, I know. Well, like, they have, like, you can zoom into the shots or whatever on the hole, but, like, the dots on the green are too close together, so you can't get from the fifth shot to the fourth shot, or else I have fat fingers, but I struggle with it anyway. But, yeah, no, that's it for me, Pete. Good to be back in the saddle.
Heroes, then. You didn't do hero.
Well, I don't know. My heroes abandoned me on Sunday. Power and Lowry. Do you have anyone?
No, Rory.
Why not?
Just because he's a hero. He's Rory, a stand-up guy.
He is a stand-up guy, in fairness. Like, he had a shitty finish, like, three over for the last five.
And he did stick around, signing and doing stuff.
Chatting the media. Like, there was not, didn't hear from Lowry and Power, which is totally fair enough. But no, fair play to Rory. He doesn't have to do it. And he gets a lot of abuse for no reason. So, he's not a hero. Not this week.
We have no hero, so he falls into it for default.
Default category,
All right. Indeed. Well, cheers, John. Good to catch up, as always. And great to be back. And cheers to everyone for tuning in. We'll be back again next week. So we're back to our usual weekly slots. Every Monday, you'll get the Irish Golfer Pod. So do subscribe if you like it on whatever platform you're listening in. And if you want to get the latest Irish golf news, visit irishgolfer.ie or follow us on all of our social channels at Irish Golfer Mag. And don't forget to check out our event series as well on the website, irishgolfer.ie/events, with events kicking off on April 17th, right through to October. So until next week, cheers for tuning in. Chat to you soon.